in weekend entertainment.
Music, 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 music.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Thank you.
Charlie Byrd and Scott Hamilton on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Not the Scott Hamilton who's an Olympic figure skater, but the Scott Hamilton who played saxophone. And Charlie Byrd on the guitar with It's a Wonderful World. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we started the show off with Lex de Azevedo and The Girl Is Mine. I'm Eric O'Brien. So nice to be with you once again this week. You're on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh. And it is time for the holidays of the days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate because you didn't know they were there. But now you do, so you better celebrate them. Starting with September 26th, which is National Alpaca Day. So appreciate those long-necked fluff balls. Just don't mistake them for llamas. They really spit at that. It's also German Butterbrot Day. You know, celebrate the simple joy of bread and butter. But German style. Fancy avocado toast is better brought in disguise. Native American Day is also observed on this day in California and Nevada to honor indigenous cultures. Then September 27th is International Astronomy Day, so stargazing is encouraged. Neck cramps are optional, and if it's cloudy, well, then you better go to a planetarium. National Milk Chocolate Day, the galaxy's finest fuel for kids and nostalgic adults alike. And World Tourism Day, if you spill chocolate milk on vacation, you're officially honoring two holidays there. So there you go. The September 28th is World Rabies Day, raising awareness to prevent a very real disease. Gold Star Mother's Day, honoring families who lost loved ones in service. And National Neighbor Day, give your neighbor a wave, or better yet, a cookie. Yes. September 29th, International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste. Finish your leftovers, for heaven's sake. Cold pizza counts. Now, if it's a few days old and it starts to smell funny, you have an exception at that. But anyhow, it's also World Heart Day, so eat well when you eat your leftovers. Exercise and maybe cut back on the extra pizza. National Coffee Day is also there. Okay, so you can keep the coffee. The heart doctors may roll their eyes, but they're drinking it too, so there you go. September 30th, can't believe we're here already, but here we are. It's International Podcast Day. Wonderful. Celebrate the fact that everyone you know already has a podcast, and the podcast that you came up with wasn't original. National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day, raise a glass or at least a drizzle thereof. And International Translation Day, which sometimes you need for me when my voice and mouth do not cooperate like they're doing right now. Anyhow, so there you go. October 1st is International Day of Older Persons. Honor the wisdom of your grandparents and previous generations. It's also World Vegetarian Day. Celebrate with plant-based meals. French fries do count, as long as you don't fry them in lard. And National Hair Day. Yes, a good excuse for a trim or blaming the humidity, one of the two. I don't have either problem. October 2nd, finally, at the end, it is the International Day of Nonviolence, marking Gandhi's birthday, reminding us of peace. National Custodial Workers Day, thank the folks who keep our public places clean. And National Name Your Car Day, give your car some personality and don't just don't expect it to answer back. So there you go. Those are the holidays you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate because they're there to be celebrated and you should celebrate them. Meanwhile, here's Frank Chaxfield. Do you want to know a secret? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. We'll be right back.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy. John Gregory there, Just Remember I Love You. The Fantasy Strings before that with Jump. Floyd Kramer in there with Winchester Cathedral, and Frank Chaxfield with Do You Want to Know a Secret? You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. Here is Ronnie Aldridge. I Could Never Miss You.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Paul Marriott on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I Won't Last a Day Without You, that fine song. My favorite instrumental rendition of that song, actually. Before that, we had Neil Richardson and his Singers with Torn Between Two Lovers, written by Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Philip Jarrell, about a love triangle going on, originally sung by Mary McGregor, who didn't really like that song. Sven Lebeck in there with Raindrops, and Ronnie Aldridge, I Could Never Miss You. It is now time for some of the craziest news stories you've ever heard. Probably not unlike other stories you've heard already, but why not? Starting in Virginia, where Virginia Orchard has claimed a Guinness World Record after growing the heaviest peach. The fruit weighed in at 1.83 pounds, surpassing all previous records for a peach in its category. Orchard staff said the growing conditions had been unusually favorable with warm days, cool nights, and careful irrigation. Locals flocked to see the giant peach before it was sent off for official weighing and certification. The orchard expects a lot of media attention and hopes this boost will help sales and tourism. IG Nobel Prizes awarded for a painted zebra cow. That's only half of it. Researchers won this year's IG Nobel Prizes for some truly unconventional scientific work. Among them, animals painted to mimic zebra striping to test insect bite repellents. The studies of lizards' pizza preferences was also a category. The awards given for work that first makes people laugh, then think, highlighted creativity over conventional university lab seriousness. The project, one project assigned toppings and asked lizards what they'd choose. Yes, yeah, they really did. Another involved painting cows with zebra-like stripes to see if flies were less likely to land on them. Organizers said these projects stretch the boundaries of curiosity, reminding people that science doesn't always have to be stuffy. A Washington, D.C. resident used a long net on a pole to catch a 4-foot alligator spotted in the Washington Channel. The alligator is not native to that waterway, raising questions about how it got there. Authorities say it was likely released or escaped. The person who caught it was praised for acting carefully so as to avoid harm to the animal and people. Wildlife experts took custody and transported it to a more suitable habitat. No injuries were reported, thankfully. Let's see. A collision between two tractor trailers on a New Jersey highway resulted in a colorful mess. The roadway was covered with bags and boxes of M&Ms. After the crash, the candies were strewn across multiple lanes, turning the scene into something like a real-life game of Candy Crush. Cleanup crews worked to remove the candy to allow traffic to resume safely. Some motorists reportedly stopped to pick up some spilled sweets. Authorities noted that candy slicks pose a slipping hazard, so the cleanup was especially urgent. Because salt won't take care of that. And finally, a California research team studying chimpanzees and their native habitats found that these chimps, by eating fermented fruit, consume amounts comparable to 2 alcoholic drinks per day in human terms. The fruit ferments naturally in the wild, creating a fermented substance that chimps eat. Researchers emphasize that the behavior is natural and not the result of captivity or human interference. While the exact effect of chimp physiology is still under study, the finding offers insight into how even wild animals can be exposed to naturally occurring intoxication. There you go. That's your news for now. Back to the music. Well, we'll say a little prayer for those chimps. Here's Burt Bacharach on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and easy. Frank Chaxfield there, Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. Ferrante and Teicher with Lean on Me. Eddie Haywood in there with Soft Summer Breeze. Craig Duncan and the Appalachian Orchestra with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. And Burt Bacharach, I Say a Little Prayer. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT in Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien, here with you every week. And check your local listings for times, because they vary sometimes. And sometimes they're at the same time and sometimes they're at different times, but that's okay. We're here for you all the time that we can be. You're on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have Brian's Song by Henry Mancini. Ralph Flanagan takes us up to the top of the hour with Hot Toddy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth.